Well, we heard in the song, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man, the Bible says, Psalm 34, that trusts in Him. I've been in a series for Thanksgiving on this subject matter, that the Lord is good. And we've seen a couple of messages so far. By the way, Roger has had some serious, are you here, Roger? Okay, Roger's had a serious surgery. The surgery went well, okay? And he got back great results from that, but he's still in a lot of pain. And but he still is working. He did the work from home for this message. But I think, Mitch, are you running again today back there? You did a great job. Let's thank the Lord for Mitch. He did a good job last week. Come on. But keep Roger in your prayers. His daughter came in, one of his daughters from Ohio, and so there's a chance he might be in the second service today, but if he is, he'll just be sitting. But keep him in your prayers, okay? And so anyway, we're in a series called Taste and See That the Lord is Good. Let's just pick it up, son, see where we go. Say this verse out loud with me. I love that. You can learn the Scriptures. Now, you need to do that more than just with me. But if I just got a little time with you, I'd like to get a little Bible into you. Let's say this out loud. Can we say it? Here we go. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed is the man that trusteth in Him. One more time. One more great Thanksgiving verse. Let's do it again. Back it up. Back it up. Thank you, son. There we go. Oh, taste and see that the Lord is blessed is the or woman that trusts in Him. So let's just push it now and see where we're going. New message today. Now, last week, the message was made to be like Him. What's after that slide, Mitch? Let me see what's coming up after that. I don't know. I didn't see that. Now, back it up. 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 Last week's message was made to be like Him. And so we looked at some of the attributes of God. Okay? And the first one is God is love. We were created in His image and His likeness. His first attribute that we put on the screen last week is God is love. We've been made to love one another. We've been made to love God. Do you hear me, yes or no? You have that capacity, okay? God didn't create a dog like He created you or a monkey like He created you. He created you in His own image and His own likeness. And so now you have the capacity to love. Any love that you've ever had in your life, any love that you've ever felt comes from Almighty God. Because God is what? Love. Love emanates from God. That's who God is. So we've been created like that. So we've been made to be like Him. So God is love. We also saw last week that God is relational. We're to have people in our life. Like they were doing earlier, hugging on people. That is a great thing. And loving on people. It's fantastic. We've been made to do that. Y'all hear me or not? God told Adam, it's not good that man be alone. We created Eve. Amen. And we have families now. So God is relational, and so we're relational. We also saw in last week's message that God is respectable. God is respectable. He's holy, holy, holy. We're to be people of respect. We're to respect ourselves. We're to respect other people. We've been created in His image to be that way. We saw last week also that God is strong. We're to be strong. We're not. God didn't create us to be whiners. You hear me or not? So there's a reason we can't take but so much whining. Because I wasn't made to listen to all that, okay? Say. Handle it some. I get that. And that's where the love can kick in. I get that. But that's not who we are. God made us to be strong. You hear me? Yes or no? How many in your life, there have been times where you've had to be incredibly, unbelievably strong? That's who we are. We can do it with Him. We can do it with Him. God made us like Him. He is a sacrificing God. That's who He is. He sacrifices. He sacrificed His own Son so we could have everlasting life. Jesus Christ died for you and me. But we've been made like that. We've been made to sacrifice. And then finally, I could have gone on and on. Last week, we've been made to be like Him. God forgives. He cast our sin as far as the east is from the west. But sometimes we tell ourselves, I can't forgive that. I can't get over that. That's not true. You can forgive. You can move forward. I know you're not God. I get that. But you were made in His image. How many right now, you've had something in your life you have had to forgive and get past? Otherwise, you just wouldn't have made it. Can I see some hands? I had to, Pastor. I didn't have no other option. I had to do it. I had to do it. Good. So we've been made to be like Him. We're not going to preach that message again, but I almost did. Let's keep looking. See what we can find. So ask yourself, we're in a series called God is Good. Now we're going to just push, buddy. Ask yourself, deep down inside your heart, deep down inside your heart, do you know that God is a good God? Do you know that deep down? We're going to talk about it a little bit. I'm going to push you a little bit today in a whole different direction when we get there. What does that mean, God is a good God? Just reviewing, it means God is right. He's virtuous, correct, he's straight and just. That's what we've been studying. It means God is proper, he's fitting and specific. I matter to him. I have purpose. He's given me purpose. He fits in the perfect spot in my life. And I'm different than you are. And he can handle all of that. God is kind. He's compassionate. He's gracious and he's giving. God is beneficial. He's useful. He's advantageous. He's a blessing in my life. God is a blessing in my life. God is purposeful. He's valuable to me. He's intentional in my life. God is meaningful. He's expressive and he's worthy. He's worthy of my praise. So I have tasted and I have seen, that's the series, that God is a what? All right, now we've just been reviewing. Are you all right? Is your head about to explode? You'll be all right. So, let's take it a step further right before Thanksgiving. Well, I've seen that God is good. We've talked about God giving his son. We've talked about how he created us in his image and his likeness. He breathed into man's nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. We were made in his image and his likeness. We've talked about that. We've seen some of his major attributes, and we've been made to be like him. But would you say those words? Those are ugly words, aren't they? Say them out loud. My what? And my what? Come on. That's a word people don't like to talk about. Responsibility. All right? So we're in a series called God is Good. I know God loves me. It's a fact, whether you believe it or not. It doesn't matter what you believe. He loves you. Okay? He cares for you. But it's my choice and it's my responsibility to believe this. It's my choice and my responsibility to appreciate him, to have a relationship with him. I am without excuse. Say that out loud. I am what? Well, I don't know how I can love God. I can't love God. You know, I'm just a man. No, you've been created in his likeness and you can love him. Okay, it's your choice to love God. It's your responsibility to love God. It's your choice to praise God. It's your choice, your responsibility to see that God is good. I can get up here to cows, come home and holler and hoop and everything, but it's on you, it's on me to make that decision. So I'm going to explore that today. It's my choice and it's my responsibility if I am to have the what? The best life and the blessed life. He said, oh, taste and see that the Lord is good. Blessed, blessed, blessed is the man who puts his trust in me, God says. But it's my choice and my responsibility to do that. Now, God's thoughts for me, they're what? They're good and hopeful. Is that in the Bible? Yeah, let's check it out right here. Just a verse. Say it with me. Another great verse. For I, God speaking, for I know the thoughts that I think toward you, says who? The Lord. Thoughts of what? Peace and not of evil to give you an expected end. So this is God's will for my life. I know where he stands. God loves me. But I still have to make that choice to love him back. I have to make that choice. I have a free will. I have to make that choice to receive his son as my Savior and Lord. I've been given that. It's my choice, my responsibility. But God wants this for me. He wants peace in my life. He wants what? Good in my life. Now, God, pick it on me. I can't believe God did this to me. God, that's just your crazy head. That's your choice to think the mess you got yourself in, blaming it on him. Or the mess somebody else did to you, blaming it on him. If he was God, he could have stopped this. I've heard about everything. It's your choice. I can see good in every situation. What? It's not that I'm better than you. He's better than all of that. Is that what the band sang? He's better than all of that. No matter what I've gone through, no matter what life does, I have the ability, because I've been created in the image of Almighty God, I have the ability to see that all things work together for good to them that love God. But that's on me to love him. Amen? So, because God wants good in my life. God wants what in my life? He wants hope. That's what Jeremiah said. He wants hope in my life. So, however, it's my what? It's my what? You can live, and there's a guy, I don't know if he's here today. I'm sorry if you are, buddy. Every time I see him, he's whining. Always telling me how bad it is. How he don't get to go do this no more, and he can't do this anymore. Old guy now. He's walked this planet a long time. I tried. Now I see him and I just, oh my God. He's making the choice. And I've known him enough to where I can say it now. Making the choice to not see that God is good. Okay? And you might feel bad on me picking on him. If you knew him, you would cheer me on. Okay? Let's keep going. It's my responsibility. I can preach like this because I do this and I have done that. I'm not trying to throw stones. I'm just trying to say, I want to be on this side of life. I want to be on the good side. I want to be on, it's my choice to love him. It's my choice to see that good can happen regardless of the circumstances. That's who I am. That's who I've been created to be. That's who I want to be. Amen? Say. That's who I want to be. Here's what God says. Deuteronomy. I call heaven and earth to record this day against you. This day. I've set before you life and death. I've set before you blessing and what? Cursing. What does God's word say? Say it with me. Therefore do what? Choose what? Life. It's your choice. Gonna whine all day? This is bad. That's bad. I ain't got enough of this. Look at them. Whine. I got what they got. It's crazy. I call it the Americanization of Christianity. Listen, life sucks sometimes, but God is what? Got it? Say. God is good. Have you had any problems in your life? Sure you have. I know his story. Through your pain, you came to church. I was able to share in his pain. We don't take people's pain and throw it away. That's not what we do. But God needs strong people who believe he's good to help people when they're hurting. And we did that. And he came to Christ right back there after service. When everybody was gone, Jimmy came to Christ back there. Thank the Lord for that. Amen. Come on, Jimmy. And I forget what you said that day, but you said something like, I matter, I have value, and I'm never leaving alone. Amen. He's not alone. Amen. He's got God in his life. Amen. Even though he lost something. No, I just got to keep plugging, buddy. I appreciate it. Okay, come on. So God says, I call heaven and earth before you. So choose life, choose what? If you got to choose something, that means it's your what? Choice. Amen? Come on. And you can't buy this. I'll buy it with some money. I'll butter up the preacher. That's not how you do it. You humble yourself at the feet of Almighty God. And there's no better gift you can give him than when you're hurting, you choose to praise him anyway. You hear me? Good stuff, man. The Bible says the fear of the Lord. Say this verse with me. These are incredible verses. You ought to know them. Say it with me. The fear of the Lord is the what? The beginning of what? Of knowledge. But who? Despise wisdom and instruction. That word fear, we're going to talk about it in just a bit. Okay, the word fear is what? It's the word revere. Revering God's the beginning of knowledge, Gary. Reverencing me, son, is how you're going to really get smart in this life. Amen. The word reverence means the deepest respect. You respect me, Gary, no matter what happens in your life. No matter what disrespect ever gets shown you. You always reverence me. Did you know God expects that out of us? Yes or no? It's our choice. oh, I'll give you a day off because you had it rough. That's not who God is. God's big on God. He's holy, 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 and we ain't. And we need to do this. The word reverence means to honor God. This is my choice. Thanksgiving's coming up, but this is a way of life, guys. It means to love Him. To love the Lord is the beginning of knowledge. Now here's some, I never get into Jewish stuff. I'm just not the best at it. But a lot of people are great at teaching, Hebrew stuff, but I'm not. I'm not the best. But every once in a while I'll do it. I want you to hear this. It's called the Shema. Say that with me. It's called the what? Okay, so it's just called the Shema. Now, if you're an Orthodox Jew, you would immediately know what I'm talking about. But what is that? We're talking about choosing to believe God is good, choosing to love God, your responsibility. Now, we know He's good, and we know we've been made to be like Him. He's love, and He's relational, and all those things that we said. And we've been made to be able to have this capacity to do this. But this is what God says. We're also sinners. We're sinners. All of us are. And so that's why we vacillate between God is good and God's picking on me. You see what I'm saying? So you have to really humble yourself and have discipline in your life. And this is what the Jewish people did, the Orthodox Jews. But this is God's will for their life and for our life. The Shema, it's something that's repeated how often? Every single day. Now, you might know what this is, but some of you might not know what it is. In the Bible, something that's repeated every single day. I mean, there's a lot in that Bible. What is it that I should repeat every single day? Let's check it out. Here it is. Hear, O Israel, the Lord our God is what? There's one God. No matter what other people say, there's one God. And here's the Shema. Here it is. In the blue, say it with me out loud. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all thy heart, with all thy soul, and with all thy might. That is the Shema. Every day. Every day. It's my choice to do that every day. What if I have a bad day? Do it 10 times that day. Got it? Say. Let's say it out loud again. And thou shalt love the Lord thy God with all your heart, with all your soul, and with all your might or strength. And these words, God says, these are commands. These are commands of God in the Word of God. And these words, which I command you this day, shall be where? In your heart, down in your gut. Make them part of who you are. This is who I am. And you shall teach them how? Diligently unto your children. Like I said, I read an article today talking about middle schoolers, especially young men, and up through high school. This article talked about how it's pretty common today in schools, because of the P. Diddy crap that's on TV. Kids are imitating that. They're talking about wanting to rape a girl tonight. I'll rape that kid. I'll rape that girl. They're talking like that. That's what happens. It doesn't take us long to lose our nation and to lose this whole thing, guys, if we take God out. I'm tickled that Texas schools want to teach the Bible in their schools. You might say, that's crazy. You can't do that. Well, that's what they used to do. But we got so smart and kicked God out. And it's by choice. You don't have to do it. They're not shoving it down your throat. But what's wrong with the family that and the children say, you know what? We would like to learn the Ten Commandments. We'd like to. What's number one? Thou shalt have no other gods before me. Number two, what's one? Make no idols. Number three, don't take God's name in vain. Number four, keep the Sabbath holy. Number five, verse four is about God. Last six about people. Honor your mommy and your daddy. Don't kill nobody. Number seven, when you get married, listen, don't be committing no adultery. Number eight, don't steal people's stuff. Number nine, don't lie like some dog. Number ten, don't covet what somebody else has. Get a job, man! That's going to tear up America, ain't it? Going to tear up America! Guys, we have to make this choice. If we don't make this choice, then there is no God. In our country, in our culture, we just saw that. Guys will be playing girls' sports. People be trying to change your sex. Guys, what's our foundation? Teach your kids every day, every day, every day, every day, every day, every day. Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. It's called the Shema. It's a choice. This playing church on Sunday, it ain't working for America, is it? It's not working for our families. You teach the children diligently every day. You talk with them when you sit in your house. This is God talking. This ain't you talking. I'd rather hear what He has to say. When you walk in the way, when you lie down at night, when you rise up in the morning, every day, it's your choice and your responsibility. Y'all hear me or not? Now here's a beautiful thing. If you listen to me today, God's Word, and you start doing this, your life will radically change. You might say, "Now I've been screwed up my whole life. I can't change." You can't change because you're doing the same stupid thing you've been doing. Follow Him, man. Follow Him. Follow Him. My mama was a drunk. She started following God, never drank another drop. She became one of the finest Christians I ever knew in my life. You can do it. God's good, man. You bind these words. What words? Thou shalt love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your might. You bind them as a sign upon your hand. When you look at your hands, these hands were meant to love the Lord. Not hit somebody in the face. Not steal something. You hear me? Not to do something that's going to break up my family. You bind them on your hands. You put it as frontlets between your what? Your eyes. This is what you see. You see me. You love me. Where? First. You love me first. Your decisions you make. You run them through me, baby. Y'all hear me or not? This Bible stuff's crazy, ain't it? It ain't crazy. God says, "I'm God, you're not, okay? Hush. Shh. I made you in my image and my likeness. And you need me to tell you how to do it. And you start doing it, you love me, and we'll make it through hell and high water." Amen. Say. "And I'll never leave you," God says. "I'll never forsake you." Now, I know you a yo-yo, but you got me, God says. Amen? God's good to us. You write them upon the post of your house. What does that mean? When you come in the door, there it is. Shema. You love the Lord your God in this house with all your heart, soul, and might. Put them where? On the gates, on your property, when you even coming into your compound. They used to live in big groups together. You know, families. That's how families used to do. Grandpa and great-grandma and aunts and uncles. And that was how, and then they became towns and named the towns after those people. You know what I'm saying? You put it on the gates of your city. Hey, it wouldn't bother me a bit if on Inglewood, when you come in Inglewood, it says you shall love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and might. That wouldn't bother me a bit. That wouldn't bother me a bit. You come to this town now. You hear me? This is the way God wants it. But He wants us for our family. But it's our choice and our responsibility. How many think I've just drunk too much of God's Kool-Aid? Gary's just too much of this. Well, I've tasted and I've seen that the Lord is good. And I've been blessed because of it. He's blessed me in spite of myself. How many would say that? He blessed me in spite of me. I'll tell you that right now. Woo! Good stuff, man. I didn't know this message was going to fire me up like this. Thou shalt fear the Lord your God. That word means reverence. It means respect. It means putting Him first. It means honoring Him. And serve Him, and you shall swear by His name. His name. God. God. God is my God. He is my Father. Jesus is my Savior. Got it? This is a choice, though. Thanksgiving's more than a turkey. This is a way of life, to love the Lord, to revere Him and respect Him. Man, I love the song the band sang. I'd never heard it. You know what I was doing? I was going, man, is that ever the truth? I've gone after this and I've gone off after that. And I've tried to be good looking and that didn't work out. I'm glad God's better than all that. Amen. Say, I've tasted and I've seen that the Lord is good. Listen to Jesus Christ. What did Jesus say about the Shema? Well, a young lawyer asked him a question, tried to tempt him, saying, what's the greatest commandment in the law, Jesus? And Jesus said unto him, say it with me. Thou shalt what? Love the Lord your God with all your heart, with all your soul, with all your mind. Another one says with all your strength. This is the what? Sound like they're God the Father, God the Son are agreed, aren't they? And the second's like it. Love your who? But it ain't the first one. The second one's the second one. The first one's the first one. You don't do the second one, get the first one. Don't get two first. I love people. I love God. No, you don't. Love Him first. Then you'll love people. Oh, and here's what's going to happen. You're going to know that you matter and you're loved by God Almighty. And you can start to love yourself. And be okay with a little less hair. Or no hair. Be okay with how you grew up. You start to see God was good the whole time, no matter what. God's a good God. Amen. Push me, buddy. The first and greatest thing I can do with my life. Say this out. I want you to say the whole thing with me. I'm really hammering you today. Say it with me. The first and greatest thing I can do with my life is to love the Lord my God with all my heart, with all my soul, and with all my mind. Any questions? That's it. You got the answer today. What's the first and greatest thing I can do with my life, Pastor? That right there. It's called the Shema. Amen? But I have to want it. Push me. I have to what? Do it. I have to want it and I have to do it. It has to be where? Because it's my heart. My heart is mine. My gut is mine. My feelings are mine. My emotions are mine. My decisions are mine. If this is ever going to change my life, I have to take responsibility. That this is my life. This is my choice. And maybe you grew up like I did, a whole life almost behind you. You didn't know God. You didn't know anything about God. You didn't know you're loved. You didn't know you weren't supposed to cuss His name or look at women in a way that ain't right and do all kinds of terrible things. But God can come into your life and you can start to put Him first in your whole life can change. You hear me or not? Well, I can't change. I just always been that way. It's because you ain't done this. It's my choice, my responsibility. Keep pushing. It's my mind. It's my decision. Keep looking. We're almost done, I hope. I can take a little Bible study and turn it into just crazy. So it's my choice and my responsibility if I'm going to have the what? And the blessed life. Anybody willing to raise a hand and say, I didn't have the best life and the blessed life because honestly for years I blamed somebody else for the life I had and the way I was. Anybody want to raise a hand and say that? I was blaming somebody else. And we do it. But that's not how you get where you need to get in life. This is how you do it right here. It is my will to love God, not just His will for me. What is God's will for my life? What is God's will? It's His will for you to love Him. But you got to be the one that does it. Amen? Say, you're not. He made you in His own image and own likeness, but He did not make you a robot. Matter of fact, He didn't make you a clone of just whatever. You are individually you. Your own personality, your own DNA, your own retina and your eye. You're you, man. Your own set of life circumstances. But God can change your life. It's my choice to serve God. Not just His what? Orders for me to do so. Honestly, church has been screwed up, man. It's because we tell you to do this. We give you the list. And you can check off the list. I don't do this. I don't do this. I don't smoke. I don't drink. Don't chew. Run with the girls that do. I don't go to the movies. I don't go dancing. But you're still empty. And you're plastic and fake. Because you haven't made the choice to have a relationship with God. You hear me? or if I'll do this, I'll go to Sunday school. If I ring the bell. If I do all these good things, give some money on Sunday, see, I'm good. No, God is good. You ain't. He's good. We serve Him. We love Him. Amen. Amen. It's not a list that we keep. It's a relationship. God is relational. Say that out loud. God is what? He's relational, man. He made you to be relational. Keep looking. It's my choice and my responsibility. So, Mitch, we're going to run through these pretty quick. I've already preached. We're just affirming what we've said now. You ready, son? And by the way, have you been paying attention? Mitch, are you awake back there? Now I got a question for you, Mitch. When you're there doing that, is it easier to pay attention when you're doing that, or is it easier to set aside and do it? Okay. Obviously, I have a problem, child. Here we go. Just push the button in, okay? Here we go. So it's my choice and my responsibility. What does all this mean today? Now, these are going to be some, these are things that a little bit orthodox teaching, a little bit I want to share with you right now. But I just like to read them, and I like, there's four things. I just like to go through them real quick. What is my choice, my responsibility to love the Lord my God with all my heart, soul, and mind, my might, my strength? What does that mean? What does it mean, Gary? It's my choice, my responsibility. What does that look like? And it's going to be pile on time. Here it is. What does it mean? Number one, I must highly esteem Him. I must be well pleased that there is such a God as Him. I'm well pleased in all His attributes and all His relations to us. My desire must be toward Him. My delight is in Him, and my dependence is upon Him. Are you hearing me? This is all my heart, my mind, my soul, my strength. This is big. This isn't some little passing thing. I went to church, checked off, I'm good, now I love God, great. Number two, I must be entirely what? Devoted to Him. Put it on your house. Put it on your hand. Put it between your eyes. Put it in the gates. This is what God said. I want your total devotion to me, God says. God is big on God. Say that loud. God is big on God. Okay? He knows He's right and holy, and He knows we ain't. And we must follow Him. This is how He feels. It's a constant pleasure to think on Him, to hear from Him, and to serve Him. I've been serving God, man. It's hard out here. And I do that sometimes. I whine, I complain. I've quit so many times, it ain't even funny in my brain. A lot of pastors say we quit every Monday. You know? I must love Him with a what kind of love? Sincere love. Not word only saying, I love you, yet my heart ain't with Him. For years as a pastor, I didn't even understand this, what this is. I believe the true filling of the Holy Spirit is when the Spirit comes inside of you and you start to love Him back. And you start to love people. You love the Lord and you love people. To me, that's the filling of the Holy Spirit. I'll take that over flopping like a chicken any day. This is life changing. Inside of me there is what? Truth. With a strong what? Now this isn't bragging, guys. This is what we need to do. This isn't me saying I'm doing all this. It's my choice and my responsibility if I want to love Him with all my heart, soul, and mind. But it's going to take effort. It's going to take work. Number three, my heart must be carried toward Him with a great what? Fervency of what? Affection. Personally for me, I have grown in my love for God through pain. Through pain. I guess it's sad to say that that's how I did it. But I'm glad it came. I'm glad it helped me get there. And I'm still on that journey. But pain. Number three, I must love Him above any creature whatsoever. Say that out loud. I must love Him above what? Any creature whatsoever. What does that mean? Well, it means this. I must love whoever and whatsoever in what? Subordination to who? Him. God is not going to be satisfied being second. That's not what that means. If you make Him second there, you'll make Him second in your opinion, and you're second in this, and you're second in that. You keep Him first. It's my choice and my responsibility. Number four, I must love Him with a what? It's funny. I'm called a dumb person because I believe that God created the heavens and the earth. I believe God created man and woman. I believe God created the stars and the seas. But see, I'm just some old dumb fella. I'm not too intelligent, even though I have a college education. I'm not dumb for believing the first verse of the Bible. Say the first verse of the Bible. In the beginning, God created the what? A dumb person is a person who would take the Word of God and the very first verse in the Bible, you would deny it and change it. And if something just blew up and here we is. See, loving God's intelligent. Loving God is smart. It was a smart thing for my mother, who was a drunk, to put her faith in Christ. It was a smart thing for her to start loving Jesus Christ and to give that alcohol over to Him. You think that was a smart thing or not? You're very smart doing that. To be devoted in her marriage, not running around. To be a better mother. It was a smart thing. It's an intelligent thing to love the Lord your God with all your heart, soul, and mind. You hear me? You can get all the schooling you want. But I'm telling you, this is the schooling we need, and we must have it. So I must love Him with all of my heart. I must love Him with all of my what? All of my understanding. No matter what it is, I'm going to filter it through Him. Now, do I always do this? No, I don't do it. I'm a screw up like you are. This is our goal. You hear me or not? When I don't understand, I'm going to understand this situation through Him. You'll help me. My dependence is on You. I love Him because there is a good what? What do you think the best reason to love God is? Because He what? He loved us. Because He died on a cross for us. He rose from the dead for us. He accepts us. He writes our name in the Lamb's Book of Life. And He'll never leave us. It's a good reason to love God, isn't it? Say, you don't love God, do you? You're crazy. No, you crazy. And I am crazy sometimes. There is only one true God, and my heart must be what? United in what? To Him. The whole stream of my affection must run where? If I got a stream and it's going downstream, that stream's running toward who? It's running toward Him. It's my choice, my responsibility, if I'm going to have the best life and the blessed life. I'm done with the message. I must have the deepest respect for God. We've talked about that some. I must love Him with all my heart. I must honor Him with my life. Say this out loud just so you'll know it. There are 613 commandments in the written Word of God. 613. 248 are positive, and 365 are negative. That's a lot. How can I know them all? How can I do it all? How can I do it? Well, the greatest of all the commandments is what? So they got a lot simpler, didn't they? When you love Him, all this other you can handle. To have the deepest respect for God and to love and honor God, it's more than a feeling of my emotions. It's a what? It's a willing of my mind. It's a doing of my mind. It's my will to love God, not just His will for me. I said that earlier. It's my choice to serve God, not just His orders for me to do so. I have to want it. I have to do it. It's my heart. It's my mind. It's my decision. It's my choice and my responsibility. Let's thank the Lord for His Word. You endured that pretty good. Praise the Lord. Wow, that was a truckload.